So if you haven't been to one of these events before, the whole idea is we've kind of fashioned it after The Moth, if you listen to that show. So these are some Moth fans. So the idea is that these stories are true, they're personal, and they are on a theme, and they're roughly around 10 minutes. So if you do get drawn as the wild card, we have Matt Bloom up here from KUNC. He will be holding up little time cards to tell you whether you've gone too long. But we really want these stories to be true and personal, and we want them to touch on this theme of date night. So I'm actually going to start off because I feel like everyone has a bad date story. It's kind of the universal thing. I think it's why this is probably the most well-attended storytelling event that we've had so far. It's kind of the universal thing where everyone has a really bad date story. So I'm going to tell you my worst date story. But usually, bad date stories, they involve or put more blame on the other person, whereas in this story, I am the worst person in this. So before I moved to Fort Collins, I lived in Aspen, and I was a reporter for the NPR station in Aspen. And dating in that valley is really difficult. You have a really small population to begin with, like 30,000 people. And being a gay man, the pool gets even smaller. There is just not a whole lot of options. So you end up, you know, this was probably 6 years ago, 7 years ago. The apps were kind of brand new. You know, when you could get onto your smartphone, you could start, you know, finding people from all over the place. And if anybody here has ever dated in the mountains, you know that they can be very deceptive because somebody can look like they're 10 miles, 12 miles away, but there might be a mountain range in between you and they're actually like a 4 or 5 hour drive away. So that was the case with this. I started chatting with this guy. We were really hitting it off. Lots of chemistry via text message, whatever that means. He lived in Los Angeles, so he was just in the mountains visiting. It was kind of close to the holidays, and we couldn't quite find a time to meet up right away, but he said, hey, I'm gonna be over in Silverthorne with some friends at their uncle's big mansion for New Year's Eve. You should come and we can meet each other and hang out for a couple days for New Year's Eve. I was like, oh, this sounds great. That's so romantic. Like New Year's Eve in a big mansion with snow and like a really good looking guy. So I was super excited to go do this. Well, I drive my Toyota Corolla over to Silverthorne to meet this guy and stay at this big mansion. And I get there and meet all of his friends. They're all so lovely, like really nice people. The house is gorgeous. It's like exactly what you're picturing in a mansion in Silverthorne. And I get there and immediately my stomach starts to feel a little funny. And I remember, oh yeah, a couple days ago, my roommate's girlfriend had that like 24-hour bug that's kind of going around. And I immediately had to excuse myself to go to the bathroom right when I stepped into this house. And I didn't emerge for another day. And so this guy that I was really interested in kept coming in and checking on me. And it was both kinds, if you know what I mean. If you catch my drift. So 24 hours passes. I end up feeling great. You know, it's that kind of flu where it's like got it all out and feeling like a million bucks. You're ready to like go eat a big meal and, you know, like go sledding and, you know, do that kind of stuff. But by that time, I was already almost ready to leave because I had to get back to work. And just to make matters worse, so I'm sure all of the friends were kind of like, who is this guy? Like, none of us know him, and he just came here and threw up the entire time that he was here. So not the greatest first impression. And then as I'm kind of like hanging my head in shame, walking away from this party, I'm driving down this narrow, winding road to get back down to the highway, and my little Corolla, God bless her, she could not handle that road and went immediately into this huge snowdrift. And the snow kind of got like lodged up in underneath the car. So then I had to walk back up to the house and again with shame say, you know, does anybody have a tow rope or I just crashed my car into a snowdrift. They took pity on me and ended up towing my car away or pulling me out, and then it was that shaky, you know, like your car's trying to lose all of that snow all the way back to Aspen. So that was my horrible date story. I did see him again. I flew out to Los Angeles because that's where he lived, and long distance, it just doesn't work.